You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. As we learned from a number of sources on the program this week, as the Treasury is scrambling to stay on top of the rapidly developing economic crisis around the world, Congress and the rest of the federal government are scrambling to stay on top of the mandated oversight for the $700 billion and counting rescue package. Are there lessons for how to do this well? It's an important question, and they're asking it on Capitol Hill. And there are some echoes in the current crisis of those early days of the Iraqi occupation. Back in 1993, billions needed to be immediately, remember? Contractors need to be hired. No time for traditional working through normal channels. We've got to do it yesterday. Joining us now is Stuart Bowen. He's the Special Inspector General who oversaw the operations of the Coalition Provisional Authority and joins us now from Baghdad, Iraq. Mr. Bowen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, John.
My question, Stuart, is are there lessons in a hundreds of billions of dollars rescue enterprise from the tens of billions of dollar coalitional provisional authority challenges that you oversaw back, in the 2003-2007 period?
Yes, I think there are three that jump right to mind. First, the importance of getting oversight in place early. My office was not created until over 6 months after the CPA started spending billions of dollars in Iraq, and I wasn't appointed until almost 2 months after the legislation creating the office was signed by the president. Second, it's important that this office be adequately staffed with the right expertise, and that's going to take some time, and the clock is already ticking on this. And third is the need to ensure that this office has adequate independence and appropriate cross-jurisdictional oversight to provide the kind of reporting that Congress needs to know and understand how these hundreds of billions of dollars are being used.
And as you were part of the investigation, the Coalition Provisional Authority unfortunately misplaced significant amounts of money. There was a concern that a lot of the people inside the CPA and even in the oversight realms were political appointees, and that getting to the bottom of that was very, very, very difficult. I want to ask you a question about one of the individuals who appears to be involved in the government rescue package, and his name is Reuben Jeffrey. And he was apparently, according to an article in Rolling Stone by Naomi Klein, which is on the stands right now, the executive director of the CPA, very much involved in the day-to-day operations of how that money was spent. Do you have any sort of independent assessment of Mr. Jeffrey's resume, and is his appointment here a good or a bad sign going forward for the financial bailout?
I think it's a good thing. I know Reuben quite well. He's an honest, straightforward, and very intelligent man, and he has significant experience from Wall Street, as does Secretary Paulson. And several of the others who are engaged in planning how to use the rescue funds. So I'm not concerned about conflicts of interest regarding him or his character, for that matter.
What about his record at CPA? I mean, it was on his watch that a lot of the things that you reported took place.
Well, he was in charge of managing the Washington office for CPA. He did not have significant decision-making authority over the lack of controls that we pointed out. And I think that leads me to another important point, the lack of knowledge about what controls the Treasury has put in place regarding the management of these funds. That was the core finding of our audits on CPA, that they established rules, they didn't follow them. Again, with this bailout package, the Treasury is exempted from the standard regulations and expected to create its own controls. We don't really know what those are yet, or whether they're being effectively applied.
And Stuart, what would your advice be to those people who are now assigned to develop that, given some early sense of, given what you learned in some of your reporting, there's a lack of accurate accounting, corruption, abuse, and waste, and certainly not something we'd like to see repeated in this federal bailout package.
Well, inventing new rules, as I said, to manage large sums of money is a dicey process. There are three oversight mechanisms in the bill to address this problem. One is the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Recovery Program. Two is the Government Accountability Office. And three is the Congressional Commission. All three need to engage on this one important issue to ensure that not only are good controls, good rules put in place by the Treasury, but also that they are properly followed.
Stuart, can I ask you a really dumb question? When around tax refund time, okay, we all get these checks from the Internal Revenue Service or from the U.S. Treasury, right? And it's clear that they come from the Treasury. If Secretary Paulson is writing checks on the so-called TARP, the Troubled Asset, whatever it is, Recovery Program, if he's writing checks on the TARP, is that evident to someone in the Inspector General's office that it came from the TARP? Or do all the checks that go out of this bailout package look exactly the same as every other federal Treasury check?
Not a dumb question at all. The seemingly dumb question in the face of the current plan is, what exactly will those checks be written for? It's not
right.
Really, as I understand it, a TARP anymore. The Treasury has moved away from buying up troubled mortgage derivative securities and towards investing in banks, which is sort of the Brits took the lead on some weeks back, and now is studying investing in credit card debt, credit card companies, I should say, because of pending or impending problems in that debt market. This is an evolving rescue package, and who knows whether in another 6 weeks whether it will open up a new front to suspend these billions.
But the point that you make, though,
is necessary.
And the paper trail for how these checks are being written and what they're for is even more critical because the rules seem to be changing. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. I mean, the controls that might have been written 6 weeks ago when this bill was signed would perhaps be defunct at this point because of the change in policy. And thus, that exposes the soft underbelly of the overall process. It needs to define itself and therein have appropriate rules written around it so that it can be managed.
Well, as I'm talking to you here, Stuart, you know, my appetite is really receding into the background here, and it is making me nervous. But in the little amount of time that we have here, I want to ask you about something you referred to a couple of minutes ago. One of the key problems at the CPA was that they created their own regulations and then didn't follow
That's
it.
Right.
I actually remember Paul Bremer sitting in a congressional hearing being told to read his regulation about transparency and hearing how he didn't follow it. The
yes.
exact same thing is being repeated here on a scale of hundreds of billions as opposed to the tens of billions at the CPA?
Pretty much. The reality is that this program is exempt from standard financial regulatory processes. But in exchange for that exemption, the Congress imposed upon it the duty to develop effective controls of its own. Any accountant, any auditor will tell you internal controls are the key to effective funds management. I don't know what those controls are. I'm sure they developed them. But since the program seems to be in a steady state of evolution, it's hard to tell whether the existing controls apply to the new program.
Stuart, you see any...
That's why we need oversight.
Stuart, you see any bright signs here at all since you've expressed some real concerns?
And you want to take this job maybe, Stuart?
Bright signs. I would say the bright sign is probably that the enormous problem that the Congress had to face, or I should say the Treasury presented to the Congress 7 weeks ago, is not the problem that apparently they thought it was. that problem being the need to purchase up all these questionable valued derivatives, mortgage derivatives.
Which either means that things are getting better in the world, or that they are changing the rules. And the quicker we get an inspector general in there to watch over this, the better. Stuart Bowen, I can't tell you how grateful I am for you to sort of take a look at these details. Stuart Bowen
Good to talk to you from Baghdad.
Yes, Stuart Bowen is the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, and he spoke with us from Baghdad.